In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today as we proclaim the gospel. I'm looking at Ephesians 1:1. Paul, an apostle of the Messiah, an apostle of the Messiah whose name is Jesus, by the will of God. He said that he wasn't worthy to be called an apostle, but he was an apostle because he met the risen Lord on the road to Damascus, and the Lord called him to be an apostle. He called himself the least of the apostles because he persecuted the church. But I'm telling you, he is an apostle of Jesus, the Messiah, by the will of God. Do you know that you were chosen to be his, the Lord's, from the foundation of the earth? Do you know that God has a plan and a purpose for you? Do you know that? It might seem that he doesn't, but he does. He has a plan and a purpose for you. Maybe you're not an apostle. That's fine. Maybe you're just one of God's children. Hallelujah. What better thing can we be as but one of God's children? One of God's children. Paul was a child of God. Paul was an apostle. Paul tells us, to the holy ones, to you and I and everyone who's listening, to the holy ones who are in Ephesus, who are in Boston, who are in St. Louis, faithful to Christ Jesus, faithful to Christ Jesus. Are you faithful to him? Have you gone to confession to confess your sins? Are you one of the faithful ones, one of the Anawim, one of the few chosen ones that are small, but he thinks you're great. You're one of the faithful ones. And you might say, you know, what purpose do I have? Your purpose is very important. It's to pray for me. It's to pray for the church. One of the faithful ones in Christ Jesus. He's talking to the Ephesians, but I'm talking to the people in Winthrop. I'm talking to the people in Boston. I'm talking to the people in St. Louis. I'm talking to the people in Washington, D.C., and all these places where I am, Arizona, one of the faithful ones in Christ Jesus. Then he says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you. Oh, Lord, shower grace upon these people today. Shower grace upon me today. Grace to you. Shower us with grace. By grace we have been saved. By grace, through faith, to produce good works. By grace we have been saved. Shower grace upon your people today, Lord, and peace, shalom. Shalom is not only a peaceful feeling, it's the whole being at peace. No sickness, no anything. Peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, grace and peace from God our Father in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we'll just look at that first and second verse again. Paul, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the will of God. This is God's will. God chose Paul from the foundation of the earth, and he chose you from the foundation of the earth. To the holy ones who are in Ephesus, not only in Ephesus, but all throughout the world, faithful to Christ Jesus, faithful in Christ Jesus, grace, shower grace upon us, Lord, to you and peace, shalom, of your whole being, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody came in today. He's been coming in every week. He has cancer. And his memory loss was very, very, very big. He could never remember what he ate the night before. But now the Lord is doing something. He's saying to me, Father Tom, God is doing something today. He said, God is doing something more powerful than he has the last two or three or four times I've been here. He's drawing it out. And he says, I'm going to tell you something. I said, what? He said, I went to a restaurant this week with my family, and I'm going to tell you what I ate in the restaurant. Now, that might not be a big thing to you, but to him it was a big thing because he couldn't remember what he ate the night before. And he told me it was an Italian restaurant. And I asked him, I said, which restaurant was it? He said, Mario's. Oh, I said, the one in East Boston. Yes. Was it good? It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Listen, grace and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, God put him at peace. He says, I have serenity. I have peace. I feel God is in me. He's drawing this cancer out of me. Now, I don't know what's happening other than I pray. The only thing I can do is pray. I can't tell him you're healed. I can't say that because God didn't tell me that. I can only tell him that every time you come, we're going to pray and we're going to believe that God is going to do something. And they come and God does something. At the beginning today, not very much was happening, but about 5 minutes into the prayer, while I just laid my hands upon him, upon the part of his brain, my Lord, he said, oh, the warmth, the warmth. I had him feel my hand. My hand was cold. My hand is cold right now. He says, but I feel warmth from your hand. I said, well, you can see it's not my hand. It's the Lord working through my hand. My hand is cold. He said, you know, my hand was cold. Now, St. Paul, he's filled with joy, and he says in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Do you believe that God, our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ's Father, has blessed you and me with every spiritual blessing in the heavens? I'm telling you, that's what it says. That's what it says. He chose you in him. He chose us in him, in Christ. When? Before the foundation of the world. He chose you in Christ before the foundation of the world. You're not an afterthought of the Lord. He chose you to be his child before he laid the foundation of the world, even as he chose that Christ would die on a cross before the foundations of the world, that he, before anything ever was built on planet Earth, he knew Adam and Eve would sin. He knew that he would send a Savior, his own Son from all eternity, and that that Son would die on a cross. But he would die for you because he chose you from the foundation of the world. And what did he chose you to be? To be holy and without blemish before him. To be holy. I'm going to tell you about holiness. It means other. God alone is holy. Christ alone is holy. How do we get holy? We get into the presence of God. He shares his holiness with us as we get into the presence of God. That's what's going to happen. Days of glory. That's what's going to happen. Days of glory. We're going to be worshiping God, and we're going to join the angels and the saints, and we're going to allow God to make us more holy. I'm going to tell you, people say, Father, you're a holy man. I said, you know, I'm not a holy man. But in Christ, I am a holy man. Not of my own. I have no holiness of my own. My holiness, if I have any, comes from Christ. So let's look at verse 3 to 6 again. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul makes this announcement. Hallelujah. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, you and me, in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. That means you can pray for healing because he's given you that gift. He's given you that gift. You can sing in tongues. You can do all that you need to do. As he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. And he chose us to be holy and without blemish. And if you have blemish on your soul, you go to confession and you admit your sin and you walk away free from sin. He chose us and he destined us for adoption to himself. I am an adopted child. Are you an adopted child? Through Jesus Christ. I have been adopted by the blood of the Lamb. You have been adopted by the blood of the Lamb. He destined us for adoption to himself. The Father destined you and I for adoption to himself through our Lord Jesus Christ, in accord with the grace and favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. This grace is granted us in the Beloved. He is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Grace and peace and all the spiritual blessings in the heavens and adoption comes to us in Christ Jesus. What Christ Jesus is by nature, the Son of God, how long? From all eternity and before. For Christ Jesus is the Son of God by nature. We are children of God by grace. We have been chosen in Jesus Christ. We are part of his body. He is the head, and we are part of his body. Now we'll look at verse 7, chapter 1 of the Ephesians. In Christ, we have redemption by his blood. Wow. By his blood. Do you know that Jesus Christ shed his blood for you? We have redemption by his blood. Do you know that as our Savior hung upon the cross, he bled for you and he bled for me? Thank you, Lord. Do you know it takes the blood of Jesus to remove sin? Do you know that it's the blood that maketh an atonement for our sins? Do you know that Jesus went to the cross so that you would be an adopted child of God? Do you know that? Do you know it is his will that we glorify him? Do you know that we are adopted children of God, destined by God himself through the Lord Jesus Christ, given every spiritual blessing in the heavens? Do you know you've been created for the praise of his glory? Hallelujah. You've been created for the praise of his glory that he has granted you in the beloved Jesus Christ, and in Jesus Christ we have redemption. How? His blood. By his blood we have redemption, by his blood, and the forgiveness of our transgressions, the forgiveness of sins, the riches of his grace. How rich is his grace? Hallelujah. His grace is rich enough to save the whole world. His blood is powerful enough to save the whole world, but the whole world doesn't come to Jesus. But his grace is rich enough to save the whole world. His grace is rich enough to save Stalin if Stalin turned to Jesus. You know, I'm talking about the richness of his grace. I'm talking about that he, through his blood, has taken away our transgressions, that we have been redeemed. Redeemed means bought back. We've been bought back by his blood. Hallelujah. The forgiveness of our sins in accord with the riches of his grace. Now, listen to the next verse, verse 8, that he lavished upon us. The grace is lavished upon us, showered upon us, that we who are his children, he has showered his grace upon us. He has lavished his grace upon us. Not drops of grace, but showers of grace. Last night it poured in Winthrop. It poured and poured and poured, and there was thunder and lightning, and I'm thinking, I thought that Sandy went out to sea. I thought Sandy went to the west. But it poured, and I'm telling you, that's the kind of grace that he has bestowed upon us. We went to the store when Sandy was blowing up in Winthrop, and we went to buy some food because we didn't have much food. And there were sheets of rain. Like, they came down in sheets of rain. I'm telling you, that's the kind of grace that there is, that they lavished upon us. Sheets of grace lavished upon us. Not drops, but sheets. Sheets as it poured last night. That's the sign of his grace. In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will. He has made known to me and you the mystery of his will in accord of his grace that he set forth in Jesus. He made known the mystery of his will. What is the will? a plan in the fullness of time to sum up all things in Christ in heaven and on earth. That his plan is to sum up all things in Christ, you and me and our work and our play, to sum up all things in Christ, our shopping, our driving in the heavens and on earth, to sum up all things in Christ. That's what he wants for you and me, that we would sum up all things in Christ. In him, in Christ Jesus, we were also chosen. Listen, you have not been left out. In Christ, you have been chosen, chosen, chosen. Do not be one of the chosen frozen, okay? If you've been chosen, look like it. Look like it. You have been called from the foundation of the earth. You have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. You have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. You are his adopted child. He adopted you through the blood of his son. He gave you forgiveness by the redemption of his blood. He bought you back. He bought you back. And the mystery that he has set forth in Christ as a plan in the fullness of time was to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. We can join everything to Jesus Christ. We can join our driving to Jesus Christ. We can join our reading of the scriptures to Jesus Christ. We can join our dancing to Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, all things are going to be summed up in Christ, in heaven and on earth. In him, we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will. I'll read it again. In him, in Christ, we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things in accordance with the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. That we exist for the praise of the glory of the Father. We exist for the praise of the glory of the Son. We exist as the praise of the glory of the Holy Spirit. Then how should we respond? Just like Paul. Blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has destined us in Christ to be faith, to be showered with grace, to be showered with shalom. Oh, blessed be the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, that you exist to praise God. You exist for the praise of his glory. Me too. We who first hoped in Jesus Christ, we who first hoped in Jesus Christ, in him you also have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him. In Christ, you have heard the gospel that Christ Jesus shed his blood for you, that Christ Jesus died on the cross out of love for you, that Christ Jesus was buried and on the third day rose from the dead, that Christ Jesus has come to us through faith and baptism, that Christ Jesus has lavished us with grace, showered us with grace, showered us with grace. Lord, I ask you today to make Ephesians 1 known to us, that you shower us with grace. Shower your people with grace right now. Shower your people with redemption right now, the grace of redemption, that you shed your blood for us. Shower your people with shalom today. Shower your people with shalom today, that peace that passes all understanding. Shower your people with the experience of adoption, that we have been adopted by his blood. We have been adopted into the body of Christ by the blood of the Lamb. Shower your people. Let them know. Let us all know that we are the children of God. What we shall later be has not yet come to light, but we know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Shower your people with the gifts from heaven, with gifts from heaven, Lord, those precious gifts, those charismatic gifts from heaven. Shower your people with the proclamation of Paul, praise and glory to God our Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. Shower your people with praise and adoration. Shower your people, Lord, with grace and everything that comes from the throne of God. Shower your people with belonging, especially those people who never belonged. Shower your people with belonging that you have redeemed them in the blood of the Lamb. Shower your people today with every grace that comes from heaven. Shower your people today with a voice that will praise you. Shower your people today, be they old or young, that they have a purpose, that they've been called from the foundation of the world to belong to Him, the Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through the redemption we were bought back. Shower, shower, shower your people. Just like I saw those sheets of rain yesterday, I pray that there would be grace that's bestowed upon us in sheets and sheets and sheets. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you that in Him we have been chosen. In Him, Jesus, we are destined with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things, that's the Father, according to the intention of His will, so that we might exist for the praise of His glory. Now you know why you exist, for the praise of His glory. Hallelujah. We worship you, we praise you, we bless you, we honor you, we adore you. I pray, God, that you would heal the sick today, because these are your adopted children. The tumors in the brain would be healed today. No more tumors. Check it out with the doctors. In the name of Jesus, that all cancer would go. In the name of Jesus, that you would heal your people today from everything that would harm them. That you would heal your people today from infections. That you would heal your people today with every grace and blessing that comes from heaven. I ask this in the name of Jesus. I ask this in the name of Jesus. I ask this in the name of Jesus. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. By the grace of God, I have been on radio for many, many years. But you know what? I speak to you. When I speak, I don't think of I'm speaking to multitudes. I speak to you. When I speak, it's you that I'm speaking to. It's you that God is touching. It's you that is being blessed. It's not multitudes. I don't talk to multitudes. I talk to you, to you, to you. And that you have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. That you are not rejected. You have been chosen. That you have been washed with the blood of Jesus. That you have been redeemed by His cross. That you heard the gospel that He died for you and for your sins. And that He was buried and rose from the dead. That you might experience the blessings that come from heaven. Hallelujah. These blessings are many blessings, more than what the Bible talks about. The blessing of prosperity, the blessing of health, the blessing of hope, the blessing of charity, love. Oh, yes, you have been chosen in Christ. And He didn't just do it, today I'm going to do it. No, it wasn't like that at all. It was from the foundation of the world that He did it. So I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. You know, the only way we pay our bills is that God has inspired people to help us. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or you can go on the internet, inseason.net, and leave a donation on PayPal. inseason.net, www.inseason.net, and leave a message, leave a donation on PayPal. I thank you, Lord, that you have provided for us for all these years, and I know you will continue to provide as long as I am faithful. I ask for the grace of faithfulness. I want to also invite you to the Days of Glory between November 8th and the 11th. And the website is daysofglory.org, daysofglory.org. Go to the website and just click it on, daysofglory.org. I will be there, and Maria will be there, and it's going to be wonderful. We've been made for the praise of His glory, and we're going to live that during those days, that we're going to praise Him the way He deserves to be praised, for the praise of His glory. Again, vote no on question 2. Vote no on physician-assisted suicide. Vote no. And also make plans to go out and vote next Tuesday. It's very important that you vote next Tuesday. One candidate is pro-life and one candidate is pro-choice. It's very important that you go out and vote next Tuesday. May Jesus Christ, who redeemed you by His blood, be praised. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.